time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our interview, we're going to set the tone with a little bit of live music. This is Sustained by Grace. This is from my first project, True Worship. Sit back and enjoy.
Soul, your faithfulness has changed my life.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Our show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out all of the great information about Love Ministries. Just go to their website. It's loveministriesbuilds.org. And we are gearing up in Love Ministries for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we would love for you to join us. Well, let's get into our interview for today. I'm very excited to welcome Ashley Beverly. Ashley is a wife, a mom, an entrepreneur. She's got several different businesses, which I love. She's my kind of person, very creative. And so I'm so excited for you to be here today. Welcome.
Thank you, Carla. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we really appreciate it. And so we met at church. I always tell people kind of how we met. We met at church. And I go to your yoga class, and that's kind of how we started talking and getting to know each other, and you've helped me out so many times. So you all, so when you go to Ashley's yoga class, she sends out this beautiful email just kind of setting the tone for the class, and you always write things that are so inspirational and mean so much to me and really help me in my life to slow down and connect to who I am, who God has created me to be, and so that I can present my best self, you know, every single day. And I thought, she's got to be on the radio show. 'Cause I want you to share what you know, your life with everyone. So, Ashley, thank you so much for being here. I would love for you to start just with your testimony.
Okay. Golly, that goes way back.
I know.
That goes way back. You know, just growing up, you know, in a home where I was encouraged to go to a camp every summer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's really where my whole spiritual life started. And we went back every single summer. My grandmother lived in, it was in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So take that road trip through Texarkana, stop at the Skaggs, and end up at camp, spend a couple of weeks, and, you know, went back as a counselor. And, you know, that's really where everything started, and went back to Baylor after I graduated. Mm-hmm. I went to Baylor and then ventured off for a while, did a few things, wasn't really sure what to do, what my calling was, you know, majored in English just so I could graduate quickly, get out of school. That's kind of how I started. Mm-hmm. And it has been a journey, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Done a lot of different things, and looking back over it now, it's amazing to me when you look back to see how God played a part in every little mm-hmm. thing that you do. And mm-hmm. at the time, you don't really see it. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes full circle, you look back and you're like, oh, God did have his hand in all of that.
Yes.
I mean, I can remember one of my businesses is, you know, creating jewelry that you can infuse with essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back now and I think, you know, when I was I've been in sales in corporate America and selling mm-hmm. wellness programs.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look back now, I can remember as a child, my sisters and I used to, you know, make things and we would go and sell them, like bracelets. We'd do macrame and we'd go sell them, or bookmarks mm-hmm. and, you know, with scripture on them. And, mm-hmm. you know, we'd walk around the neighborhood trying to sell them. And then I get up into do styling, so photographic styling for ads and magazines.
Okay.
And, you know, you have to be very creative mm-hmm. in pulling that together. But I also, there's that photography element of that. Mm-hmm. And so when I go to the social media part, you know, I have to pull in the styling of my products in order to photograph them.
Right.
You know, and then I sold corporate wellness programs, which brings in, you know, sales experience mm-hmm. and wellness and, you know, just understanding how hard it is to sell things that aren't tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Because another thing that I do is the yoga, essential oils, and it's hard to sometimes, I won't say convince people, but you're sharing with people things that could potentially impact their lives,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
just like when I was selling corporate wellness programs, just because, you know, we encourage people to go to the doctor, you know, once a year, did that really save them from a heart attack? Well, it's kind of hard. It's called what we would call cost avoidance.
Okay.
It's hard to sell prevention. Mm-hmm. It's hard to mm-hmm. know, you know, did taking this supplement help me prevent XYZ mm-hmm. or whatever it is. So, but all those things aligned up over the years. And looking back now, I see the experience and the variety of different things that I've done has brought me to where I am today.
Yeah. And I know that you told me that when you were in the corporate America mm-hmm. side, you were, of course, all in.
Oh, yeah.
And it, you know, it, that kind of life and that kind of on the go, it seemed like you learned so much through that when you decided, okay, let me see if there's another way.
Yes, yes. It was, again, I don't think that you realize until you look back. Mm-hmm. I had my head down. It was go. Don't look right. Don't look left. Mm-hmm. You just go. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to provide for your family. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to do all these different things. And, you know, when that, you know, just that I was came to a point where like, okay, I can't do this. I can't sustain this, mm-hmm. you know, any longer. Mm-hmm. If I do, I mean, I could end up, you know, I mean, no telling you went down what road and the health impacts that it would have. So,
right.
you know, I think it means being intentional mm-hmm. And just really saying, you know what, I need this time for myself. And, you know, as moms, you know, mm-hmm. we're pulled in so many different directions and then you have a full-time job mm-hmm. and I was traveling and I had sales quotas and you have all these expectations that other people have put on you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you kind of start peeling back the layers, you know, you kind of lose sight of, you know, what do I need and want for myself? And what is God really calling me to do? Mm-hmm. And where is my heart really lie? Where is that passion?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is going to light the way? And I think you and I had that conversation,
mm-hmm, we did.
You know, about your values. And when you strip all those things away and you come back to really looking at what is most important to you, what are your values? What are mm-hmm. those things that, you know, that you really need to hold tightly? So whether that's family or faith or, you know, one of the values that I hold, I've got two that really cherish are connection.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things that involves and authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just being real with people, which requires being vulnerable, which mm-hmm. can be scary mm-hmm. and it can be risky too, mm-hmm. because you don't know in particular how someone may react or respond
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
that. So it takes knowing what you believe and being confident in yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can say your personality is so, I mean, you have a very calming presence and that may be one of the reasons why you got into yoga. I don't know. We'll talk about that next.
Okay.
But you have such a calming presence and a wise spirit about you. Mm-hmm. So that when I feel like when we're talking, when we're connecting, I feel like we really connect on a deeper level. And I feel safe
mm-hmm.
talking
mm-hmm.
to you and sharing with you. I probably share more with you than I share with a lot of people, you know, at the church, because I think it's your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
mm-hmm.
it is. It's your spirit.
Yeah, I think, and maybe that goes back to being to one of my values of being connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that to really connect with others, you have to provide a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I don't feel like I intentionally try to do. It's just something that I think maybe a gift I was given
mm-hmm.
That I was born with, and it's just something that I really cherish. And being real with people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how did you find your way into yoga?
Honestly, it started because I had no upper body strength, and
okay.
it was more of a vanity thing.
Okay.
It was for arms to get my, I'm going to get my arms in shape. You know,
okay.
I'm going to get,
you
yes. know, and it was part of that go thing. It was
mm-hmm.
going to be another workout for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go to the gym, you know, it was, get on the treadmill for an hour, do this for an hour,
mm-hmm.
you know, okay, well, you know, I need to get some upper body strength. So, all right, well, I don't really enjoy doing weights, so maybe I'll try yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, it's something that my mom had, you know, suggested that I do, you know, years before. But in my mind, I was like, I don't have the time, which is kind of ironic. I don't have the time to be still and be quiet.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I think also what happens is we avoid that, the busyness of life.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be honest with ourselves of why do we avoid calming the chatter in our mind. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I know for me, it's been because it's safer to stay busy because then I don't have to think about what's really going on, mm-hmm. what's really going on inside me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think this, you know, this job is really what I want to be doing, but I can't really think about that because if I don't do this job, how am I going to provide for my family? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So interestingly enough, that's why I got into yoga was mm-hmm. for that reason. But what I got out of yoga became something much more meaningful and has really worked to guide my life because it has helped me to carve out that space mm-hmm. to be still, to quiet the chatter, mm-hmm. and to be comfortable with that. Yes. Because it's not, you know, it sounds simple, but it's not always easy.
Right, right.
So
right.
taking time to do that. And I think you have to be in a place where you're ready to do that and be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think you can stay busy your entire life, and that's okay too. And mm-hmm. there, you know, it's based on the individual,
right,
and where they are in their life. Mm-hmm. For me personally, it was time for me to get quiet. It was time for me to. I had done all these things. You know, my kids are now a junior in college and senior in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, it was time. I've kind of done all those things as a mom and as a you know, in corporate America mm-hmm. and you know, providing all of that income that I needed to provide. And now it's like, okay, so now what do I do to make my life meaningful? Mm-hmm. And how do I serve others? And really, I enjoy sharing with others mm-hmm. things that I have learned that have been meaningful to me. And when I send out, you know, those emails, I mean, that was something that was very scary and vulnerable. You had mentioned the emails mm-hmm. I sent out prior mm-hmm. to the yoga class.
Yes.
Because I'm exposing things that I've learned, mm-hmm. and I don't know how receptive people are going to be to hearing that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are times I send those out. The first time I sent one out, not one response. And I start second-guessing myself, and all those tapes start running, and then I'm like, stop, be still, mm-hmm. it's okay, it's not, you're not doing this. You know, don't do it based on what somebody else thinks. Mm-hmm. You're simply sharing, you know, what has been beneficial for you.
Right.
Occasionally I get someone that responds back that said it was very meaningful for mm-hmm. them. And I'm like, okay, good. You know, I'm glad that it's, you know, helped someone. It spoke to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, so Ashley, you encouraged me first to come to yoga mm-hmm. right after we got back from the mission trip in Africa, which we're going again in February. And I'm so excited to go. But I remember when we got back, first of all, the time zone difference. Mm-hmm. It takes forever to get there. So you're on two planes for 9 hours going and then two planes for 9 hours coming back. And you're kind of, you know, exhausted a little mm-hmm. bit on the way back. There's a lot running through your head because you've seen a lot and you've served people in so many different ways. Everything you saw was so impactful. You want to write everything down. I wanted to write everything down. I wanted to put together a slideshow, you know, and everything because I didn't want to forget anything. Mm-hmm. The Lord was just so gracious to us in Africa. And so when I get back, then the other thing is the time zone difference. And I was I wasn't prepared that my body was going to be a little off, mm-hmm. you know, and I was trying to stay awake at the proper times, which was hard.
Yes, of course.
It was hard after being there for 2 weeks. And you said you should come do yoga. And I thought, okay, my schedule, because I didn't know how it was going to be. So when I got back, I just had a full schedule. I didn't know to step my way back into the schedule. So I was like, okay, I got this full schedule, but okay, let me go. And let me tell you, it was such a blessing.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And so, yes, you're working your muscles and you're, you know, getting strength really all over your body. Mm-hmm. Like you're
oh, yeah.
getting the strength that, you know, you need because we need to maintain mm-hmm. Our bodies. And what this is the temple that the Lord has given us. So we have to maintain it. But also just the way you lead the class and just the stillness, and you encourage us to like listen to our bodies. And you know, one day you're going to be able to do so much, and the next day you're a little rocky and shaky, and that's okay. And then do it, you know, to your pace. But you encourage us really to encourage us in stillness.
Yes.
And I think that probably most people probably need a guide to get into stillness, because we, like you said, we are afraid of it. We don't understand what we're going to find there. And it has really helped me get into this new season of life where the Lord is like, would you give yourself grace? Would you, you know, not be so hard on yourself in this season? And stillness is great. And I think for women, once we start giving ourselves grace, we can offer grace, you know, to other people and not be critical and not be catty. And, you know,
sure.
So that's what this season has brought for me. And so I thank you for encouraging me, you know, to do this. And what you write before class, I mean, it's right on time.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm glad that it's speaking to you.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
I just put it out there and just trust that God's going to do with it what he wants.
Yeah. Yeah. It is right on time. So it's such a blessing for me. And so I was like, we've got to get you on the radio show. You've got to share this wisdom with, you know, with so many women. We need it.
Yeah.
We need it.
We all have our journeys. You know,
right.
And my journey hadn't been easy either,
right,
you know,
right.
And like you said, you know, everybody deals with it differently at different times in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that I have learned is learning how to identify an emotion and being okay with that. And, you know, as society in general, I don't know that we're taught how to identify. We know something's not right. But when we get still, it requires paying attention, and that emotion might come up. But then it's like, well, what am I going to do with that? What do I do with that emotion once I identify it? So I think there's such an opportunity for growth when we're willing to be still.
Yes, yes. You know, I found for myself when I, you know, in this season, and I promise you, I'm just now learning this. I wish that
well, I went through the same thing.
I wish I could say in my 20s I've been, you know, gracious to myself and offering grace to other people. But I have found that with identifying emotions, like, okay, something happens and you feel a certain way about it. Okay, sit down and have a conversation with yourself. Okay, this emotion came up. Say if it's, you know, a worry or something, you know, okay, that came up. Why is this causing me worry? And is this a great way to spend my time, or is this something that I should trust the Lord with? And in so many situations, probably every situation, we can apply trust in the Lord, not in people, not in circumstances. Allow life to happen, but know that God is a God of love. He loves you so much, and he has so much love for everyone. So he's taking care of all of us. He's taking care of me, and he's taking care of you, and he's taking care of the situation. And so maybe I can say, okay, I won't panic until the Lord starts panicking. And then when is the Lord going to panic? You know, he's not up there panicking.
Right. Well, and the interesting thing about emotions are they're data. They're just data. We can reckon they're not good. They're not bad.
Yes.
They just are.
Yes.
And then we can decide what we're going to do.
Yes.
We can make that decision.
Yes.
But we
yes.
don't have to react to it. We can learn
yes.
how to respond to those emotions.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. Okay. So, So Ashley, I want to talk about so much. I want to talk about your essential oils, because there was one day that you gave me some essential oils when I was trying to make a decision, a big decision, and you kind of like put it on my wrist and you were like, I want you to smell this throughout the day and help this will help you to calm down and connect with yourself. So I want to jump into that, and then we've got so much more to talk about. But let's take a break.
Okay.
And then we'll be right back in just a minute.
Listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. And we are having a great conversation with Ashley Beverly. Thank you so much for being here, Ashley.
Oh, thank you.
And so we were just kind of chatting on our break and, you know, just talking about your life and all the wonderful things that you're involved in. I call you a normal mom because you got to.
Yeah, what's normal, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes. So you mentioned our church, and I said before that we met at our church, and mm-hmm. that's how we connected. But also, you are very heavily involved in our special needs ministry because your very wonderful, sweet daughter, Caroline,
yes.
is, you know, involved in the programming. And so you say that kind of brought you, was a great connection for you and your family into church and in a deeper connection at the church?
Yeah, because, you know, when I was so busy working full-time and traveling all across the country in different time zones, mm-hmm. you mentioned that when
yes.
you went to Africa. I mean, you're
yes.
just exhausted
yeah.
and your body is just depleted. And like I said, you don't know it because you just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of that whole journey was like the last thing I wanted to do was get up on Sunday mornings and go to church.
Right.
So it was like, it was so hard to get up and get dressed one more morning because Saturday mornings you had all these kids' activities.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sunday mornings ended up being just our family time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we didn't go to church as I would liked, you know, and I would feel carried so much guilt for a long time
mm-hmm.
About that. And one day I remember my father-in-law said to me, he's like, you know, he goes, you have introduced, you know, your children to God.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trust that He will plant the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And so although that season wasn't one that we were heavily involved in church, you know, I do have a special needs daughter and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I knew the church had a really good program,
mm-hmm.
You know, but I never really utilized it because I felt like it was just for members, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like,
mm-hmm.
well, we're not members. So I kind of felt, you know, funny about, you know, using their respite program.
Mm-hmm.
But that really is what kind of brought us back into the church, was having an opportunity, you know, for both of my kids, my daughter as well as my son, you know, to learn about God and to grow. But it also gave me an opportunity as, you know, a mom of a daughter with special needs to connect with other moms,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
and other opportunities to see, you know, how are you dealing with this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the things that you're struggling with, and what are ways to, you know, work together to create an environment for our kids, for ourselves, that
mm-hmm.
we have support groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Paul has done a great job
mm-hmm.
in, you know, dedicating the time and the resources and just the commitment that's been made to that ministry in general, and really educating. Because when you don't have a special need, because even prior to having a special needs, you don't really understand and you're a little hesitant, you know, to be around people with special needs because you're not really sure how to be with them. And you
mm-hmm.
learn, you know what, they're human beings, you know, like everybody else.
Absolutely.
You know, it's okay to talk to them. It's
mm-hmm.
okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they just do things a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be in an environment, you know, that's so welcoming and gives these, you know, children and young adults that are challenged in other ways than we are, because everybody's challenged.
Right.
They're just
right.
challenged in different ways, but
right.
to give them an opportunity, you know, to be the person that God's called them to be,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and be able to help develop them.
Yes.
It's
yes.
been really rewarding for our family.
Yes. So I will say that our church, Highland Park United Methodist Church, we've just opened a new space, a new building, and there are so many rooms and, mm-hmm. and you know, it's really opened up the opportunity to have a even more fantastic, oh, yeah. you know, ministry for people who have special needs. And it was great before, but now it's like, man. Oh, yeah. So, and I know we're opening up the cafe. Yes, Chances Cafe.
Serving pie and coffee yes. on Sunday.
Yes, yes. So those,
they have been really busy at work yes. going through a training program.
Yes, yes.
And it's going to roll out Sunday. I think they're going to open at like 7 or 7:30 even.
In the morning.
And they'll be serving mm-hmm. pie and coffee.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if people can come by and order family pie or single serving, either one.
Okay. Yes. So, I mean, and this is part of, you know, being a part of the body of Christ. I mean, I like that you say that, you know, sometimes we need need to feel like, okay, it's okay to have friends, you know, that have special needs
right.
and we can have a conversation. I've had many conversations with Caroline.
Uh-huh.
She's absolutely
oh, yeah.
wonderful. And she loves connection too. I mean,
sure.
she is, you know, very social. And so, you know, we need to have more conversations like these so mm-hmm. that we all understand that, even though we are seemingly different on the outside, on the inside, we are so much alike.
Oh, yeah. It's part of the common humanity,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. and everyone wants connection deep
yes.
down in the core.
Yes.
I mean, we're made for connection.
Yes.
We're wired for it.
Yes.
You know, we want to be with other people.
Right.
And
right.
At our core, we're all very similar,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, we all want love and joy and
mm-hmm.
peace and,
mm-hmm.
you know, at our core.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's wonderful. So, Ashley, let's talk about your essential oils.
Okay.
Because, like I mentioned before we went to break, I mean, you really helped me in my, just in my decision making. I mean, you encouraged me to think about my values and to smell these essential oils and just be at peace and just, you know, stay calm, because I was in a very agitated state trying mm-hmm. to make this decision to say, you know, what's best was not going to work, and nobody knows the future.
Mm-mm.
And what you said and what you did really, it was the thing that made the difference. And I went and talked to another person at the church and told them that story. because they were about to go into a new season of life. And
mm-hmm.
I encouraged them. I was like, look at your values
right.
and you know, decide. And family, for us, you know, family, every time I put our family first, every time my husband Roosevelt puts our family first, we never regret that.
Mm-mm.
Never. We never regret that. And so that's number one for us. And, of course, our faith.
Sure.
You know, we want to make sure, like you said, that our children are in the church and they've, you know, found a home and they're surrounded by people who love them and surrounded by friends and that they're growing in their faith at church and, you know, and at home. And so the day that you gave me those essential oils, and I mean, it really made the difference. It really did help me
mm-hmm.
to stay calm and stay true to myself. What do you encourage people to do with essential oils?
Oh, gosh, you said just a lot of things that are making my mind spin a little bit, which is one, you know, one thing, too, is like getting out of our head
mm-hmm.
Is a lot of the challenge,
mm-hmm.
and yoga helps for me, helps
mm-hmm.
do that.
Because
mm-hmm. Connecting, taking the mind, body, and spirit, it's all connected. My tendency has been to try to figure everything out in my head.
Mm-hmm.
With yoga and learning how to connect with my body, I've gone down more into the heart level, you get down into the gut level,
mm-hmm.
and you realize that it's all connected. And so when you start becoming that whole person, mind, body, and spirit, things just kind of start happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
essential oils, you know, there's a lot of information about essential oils, mm-hmm. you know, and it's gotten to be like the hot topic, mm-hmm. you know, prior to pharmaceuticals, you know, God made plants and herbs and trees right. and all these things, you know, and gave us access to all of these things. And, you know, there are therapeutic benefits using oils that are processed correctly mm-hmm. over the right amount of time at the right temperature. And they actually, it's like taking, you take that lifeline of the plant out and it's like our blood, mm-hmm. you know, it's mm-hmm. that lifeline. And when that's done properly, I mean, you can really feel the benefits and it's, they can support every area of your body. Mm. So they can elevate. Think about if you smell something smells really good, mm-hmm. you know, it takes you to a kind of a different level,
right.
you know, if you want
right.
to say.
Right.
So they have the ability to do that. You think of like Christmas and trees mm-hmm. and pine needles and those types of oils are, they're rooted in the ground, mm-hmm. you know, and so they're very grounding oils. So if you're feeling flighty or you're having trouble, you know, you're all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know, you pick up a frankincense or a pine and you inhale that. It gets into your bloodstream and it then calms you down mm-hmm. and you become more grounded. And so, you know, depending on kind of where you said you were feeling agitated,
yes,
you were having
yes.
trouble making decisions.
Yes.
And I don't even remember what oil it was we used that day, but maybe it was Valor. You know, just
it
something
may have been.
Or been pace and calming. I mm-hmm. don't remember exactly what the oil was, but mm-hmm. it just provided you with that opportunity to just kind of let go.
Yes.
To just kind of bring it down
yes.
a little bit, recenter, mm-hmm. refocus, mm-hmm. and reconnect. Because
mm-hmm.
we can spend all of our time asking all these questions, why,
mm-hmm.
and you may not have the you know, the answer to that why question.
Right, right.
But you know what? You can just like, okay, well, let me just sit with it.
Yeah.
Let me see what's going on, and then I can make a decision. Let me go back to my values, what's most important. And then when I get quiet, when I get still, I start to notice. And then you start to see the little signs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one morning I was rushing out the door, about to go to church, and I was like, oh, I didn't have my like meditation time. So I said, oh, I'm just going to sit down for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down for 5 minutes. I read a scripture about how the deer panteth for the water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I wrote in my journal, and I literally said, God, I don't know why, what a deer has to do with why I would read this and write about it, but
mm-hmm.
I'll leave that up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into church, into Cornerstone, and I don't remember the name of the lady that sang that song, but she starts singing about the deer panting for the water. And I'm
mm-hmm.
like, oh my gosh. And so those are the things that when we're so busy
mm-hmm.
and we don't take the time, when we are still, when we are quiet, and we just start to simply notice, things start happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me, I read about something I thought was so random. I just opened up my Bible. I read about that. I said, God, how is this going to play out for me today?
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then my kids were at church with me that morning
mm-hmm.
at Cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
And we came back home. And I was like, I opened up my journal and I said, this is how God talks to us.
Yeah.
Because my dad one time asked me, he's like, how do you know when God's talking to you? I'm like, things just kind of happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you can say that it was random. You can say it was from God. You know, you can make up your mind how
mm-hmm.
you want to,
mm-hmm.
you know, interpret that. And so it was a great example for me to show my kids, because I said, you know, when she sang that song, what was that song about? And this was before I even opened up my journal.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, my son said, they talked about, you know, a deer, water.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened up my journal. I'm like, see that, and to me, I was even shocked that he remembered what
mm-hmm,
the song was
mm-hmm,
about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's those little things that start happening when we learn to connect and be aware.
Yeah.
And I think the essential oils, you know, have a place to support our overall well-being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, that story, I remember when that happened because you
mm-hmm.
told me that, and you know, I just feel like the Lord is always reminding us,
yes.
I'm here. Like, I'm here. I'm with you. I'm for you. Like, I'm
In all things.
Yes, in all things. And I want you to, for me, I know he's saying, I want you to trust me, you know?
I have all these gifts for you.
Yes.
You know, and when we're so busy, we don't see those gifts. But it takes discipline and it takes intention to slow down because it's not easy because the world tells us, go, 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 go. You're going to miss out. You know, it's, you know, something's going to pass you by. You need this, you know, I mean, there's, but when you really get back down to it and you start to simplify, you're like, I don't need all that. I don't need to be going all the time. What is, if I'm going all the time, what am I avoiding? What am I distracting? And what am I missing? What are the gifts am I missing if I don't slow down?
Yes. And one of the things that you said to me is when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. And I told my husband that. I was like, so we need to be very mindful of that. And we just had a wonderful time just this past weekend. We did a marriage retreat for a church. And and so when you're talking and sharing and being that open, it's, you know, it's taking from you. And so we were very conscious this week to say, okay, we need time to slow down and rebuild because we gave a lot and had a great time doing it. But this week, let's make sure that we have some quiet and some still days where we're just at home and it's okay to sit down and just talk and you know, do nothing. Like, it's okay to allow your body to rebuild. Because, yes, when you say yes to something, then, you are saying no to something else. And so make sure that your yeses align with your values, which this opportunity did. It aligned with our values. But, you know, when you spend the weekend pouring into someone else, then you need to make sure that later on you take some time to just, you know, rebuild, reconnect with, you know, with each other.
And when we don't take the time, I find when I don't take the time is when I crash. I crash and I burn. And that's really what happened after all those many years when I finally did take the time to be still. I mean, it took me months, I would say maybe even over years, to regroup, to rebuild, you know, because it was a lot of just like avoiding, but there were so many distractions that I got so far away from who I was at my core. It's all there, just had to be rediscovered. And that has to be intentional because, again, it is so easy to get caught up in everything else and the busyness and everything that the world tells us that we need to do or should be doing and how we should be doing it, you know. So we have to, like I said, intentionally do it. And it's hard for us to say no. So that's kind of that little thing was, okay, well, I'm not going to say no. So if I'm saying yes, I really am saying no. So it's just a different way of looking at it.
So in thinking that, that I mean, what you just said is powerful because it is hard, especially for women, to say no. So how do you give yourself the permission and the gumption to say no to some things?
It's not easy. It's kind of another one of those things. It's, you know, it's simple, but it's not necessarily easy. So, again, going back to the values. You know, if it's something that's going to be more demanding of my time, my energy, and my resources, you know, I go back, what do I value in this season of my life? Because your values can change. You know, so in this particular season of my life, you know, what is it that I value most? And is this, whatever it is, going to take me closer to my values? Or is it going to pull me further away from my values? And so when you're build your foundation on that, then those decisions start to become easier. And not necessarily that they're even right or wrong, but you choose one, or I choose one, and I just walk it. It's mm-hmm. like a friend of mine, you know, said, you just keep walking. Mm-hmm. It's those baby steps. Even Paul talks about this, you know, they were talking about mm-hmm. this in the last sermon series right. on habits. It's yeah. like we all pretty much have the same goals, mm-hmm. you know, for the most part, mm-hmm. to be healthy, mm-hmm. you know, to, you know, if I have a stable financial, you know, future, et cetera. It's those small things along the way that mm-hmm. we really have to start paying close attention to, mm-hmm. or that I have to pay close attention to make sure that the steps along the way are taking me in the direction that I want to go. Mm-hmm. And if something's not taking me in the direction, that direction, you know, you learn to remove that and then replace it with something that will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think in this season, I've tried to just remove things.
Yes. And sometimes that's what it, yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that I have more time to have conversations that I think I was missing, you know?
Meaningful.
Yes. With just the, I got to do this, and then this is next, and then that's next, and my whole calendar is scheduled. You miss the time to have surprise conversations and, you know, just those surprise lunches.
Sure.
You know?
And it becomes not so much about the doing, but about the being.
Being.
And then mm-hmm. when it is about the being, it's also about being present. Because
mm-hmm.
guilty of it, you know, my daughter will come home from school. I'm in the middle of doing something. Intentionally, I have to switch it off.
Mm-hmm.
And because I can be with her, but not really be present mm-hmm. and really be with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, or my son, I mean, whoever it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's about being mindful, intentional, mm-hmm. mindful. Mm-hmm. You know, we can say, use different words for that.
Right.
But really, and that goes back to, for me, connection,
mm-hmm.
valuing connection. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to connect with someone, I'm going to be mindful and present. I'm going to put away my phone mm-hmm. so I'm not distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And really, if that's how I'm going to spend my time, because our time is so precious mm-hmm. and we all have the same amount of it.
Right, right.
But if that's how, if I choose to do XYZ and I'm going to have lunch with Carla, mm-hmm. I'm going to go have mm-hmm. lunch with Carla and mm-hmm. I'm going to be with Carla.
Right, right. You know, in the marriage retreat that we did, mm-hmm. when we pulled up, Roosevelt and I did, we pulled up our first set of goals that we ever made. And we used that as a template that we were sharing. The thing that I had uh-huh. in my, way back then, so this was like in 2000, was I was going to connect with people. Isn't that
oh,
funny?
Wow. Yeah.
Because way back then, I guess the Lord gave me an inkling. Of course, I haven't learned it until now,
yeah.
everyone. that I'm happier when I leave some time to talk to people than when I come home in our conversation, Roosevelt and I, when we're sharing our mm-hmm. day, I've had a better day when I've allowed time to connect with other people.
And it's also about connecting with other people starts with connecting with yourself and
yes.
connecting with God.
Yes, yes.
And then you can connect with
connect
other people.
With other people. Mm-hmm. That is wonderful.
So that's the whole, I think that's, connection is such a value.
Yes. Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Value mm-hmm. because it is. It is about connection and we need each other.
Yes, yes. So Ashley, tell us how people can get in touch with you. You've got an Instagram?
Sure. I've got an Instagram, which is at @aurabeadsme, AuraBeadsme. Same thing on Facebook. I do have a website that's still in production, but aurabeads.me. And then I teach the yoga class at the church at 9:00 at Tullison. It's a yes. donation-based class. Anyone's welcome at any level.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for being here today. I mean, this has been a great conversation. So I appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate you having me. It's been a joy.
Thank you. So everyone, our program is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Find out all of the great information about Love Ministries from their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. My name is Carla Nivens, and I will see you next week.